This is Donald Marx reading from the introduction and a few pages of the medical fiction Bloodbird by Dmitry Markov, my nom de plume. Can death be sidestepped? Carolina Kreisler is a young medical researcher living a shaky existence in an ethical bind. Haunted by doubts about her pushing the limits of human transplantation, she herself now needs a sight-saving organ. An experimental transplant seems life-saving once a donor miraculously becomes available. Carolina soon develops an unusual ability to see events, past and future, driving her to the truth behind certain high-income business ventures at her hospital. A truth that might cost her life. The action takes place in the not-too-distant future, giving the reader a glimpse of what life, research, and medicine could soon be like when the organ isn't the only thing transplanted. Bloodbird is a member of the Dangerous Doctor series, which includes Her Charm Was Contagious, Surrogate, and Vera Martina. They are all available on Kindle and in paperback on Amazon. Chapter 1 of Bloodbird. Sunrise passed unnoticed, its dull orange essence remaining well hidden from all life below. On this damp North Carolina morning, it seemed that all life's occurrences happened in an odd kind of time delay, and long hours would pass before the fog could dissipate, slower and much later than usual. Until then, the entrapped moisture managed to grip the pungent odor of industrial pollution near its ground-level origin, poisoning the morning's beauty. This late in the year, the chemical stench typically stayed sequestered near a small algae-choked pond, but on this day, the pond force-fed its thick green sludge into the mouth of a small artificial creek, which cruelly cut a jagged toxic pattern through the heart of First Thought Scientific. Close by that creek, Carolina Kreisler, a 32-year-old research physician, stood once again motionless, as if paralyzed by a physical ailment rather than by the spiritual indecision that gripped her as she stared, searching for elusive answers through the murky gray fog obscuring the vast industrial reserve of First Thought. At 33 and 115 pounds, Carolina had the lithe, compact body of an athlete. Her blonde hair was cut short but feminine and matched her fair Central European complexion. Carolina's features were well-defined and strong rather than subtle, an image reinforced by her formal-appearing oversized white lab coat with the red and black First Thought Scientific logo embossed over the breast pocket. Several pressing issues clouded Carolina's mind, making it difficult for her to concentrate. Short term, she debated whether she should, in just a few hours, once again compromise her ethics by participating in a research project whose very nature she found increasingly questionable, her complicity implying tacit approval on her part. Long term, her concerns went much, much deeper, addressing her precious career at First Thought. After a few minutes, seeing no use in making herself sick, dwelling on matters beyond her control, Carolina slid the control on her SIM cigarette unit to the off position, straightened her coat, then started out toward the basic research building known to her fellow First Thought insiders as Red One.